At this hour, there appears to be not inconsiderable confusion in Texas over the practical meaning of repeal and replace. In this context, we mean the repeal of Obamacare and its replacement as it stands, a Republican bill called the American Health Care Act. Bits and pieces of the proposal have already been reported, and experts report fielding calls from Texans confused over whether they need to keep paying their health insurance premiums or go see the same doctor. The Texas Tribune quotes a family doctor in Athens, Texas, saying, quoting here, "I worry about patients and physicians throwing their hands up and saying, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Do not despair, Texas." Abby Livingston is D.C. Bureau Chief for the Trib. She's covering this story. Abby, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
What provisions does this new Republican replacement plan keep from Obamacare?
It will still allow people under 26 to stay under their parents' health insurance plans and will maintain pre-existing conditions. They'll still continue to be covered.
Okay.
Those are the two key ones.
Now, what about changes? I guess the individual mandate, is that still there?
That will go away, as will preventative care screenings, emergency room visits, and lab tests. It'll also undo requirements for employers with 50 or more employees to provide insurance, and it'll add age-based subsidies to help pay for health insurance premiums. So it's immensely complicated.
I'm wondering about sort of how this is all going to add up ultimately for Texans. I mean, last year, most Texans who bought a health insurance plan got tax credits. And on average, those tax credits were like more than $250. And once you factor in, you know, that subsidy, that'll bring your premium effectively down to, at least according to the numbers I've seen, under $100. Now, if that changes a whole lot, there are going to be a whole lot of Texans who aren't going to know where to go. How does this change under this new proposal?
Well, I think we're still sifting through this. And there are the local issues, but there's also a very, very major federal issue, which is there is an arm of Congress called the Congressional Budget Office, and it is nonpartisan. It is staffed by economists. It's extremely it's the gold standard of understanding legislation and how much it costs. This bill is moving at light speed, and we have the CBO, as it's known in Washington, has not scored it, which means there's no sense of how much this is actually going to cost on the federal level as well. So we are in a dark place, opaque, I guess is the better word, on trying to understand the impact of this on a local level and a federal level.
There's so much confusion, I suppose, that some folks don't know whether to keep their health insurance premiums at the moment, see the same specialists, or just what to do. What are the experts telling you about this?
I would just caution, don't do anything rash, because this is not a law yet. It could be. I think Republicans are hoping it'll be passed into law. The president will sign it by April. I lived through the 2009-2010 healthcare push the Democrats made. That went on a year longer than anyone thought it would. And so I think it's very unknown. And I am not convinced it's going to pass. This is extremely contentious. It sort of blew into the District of Columbia on Monday, and people are still pondering it. And it is very polarizing, not among Republicans and Democrats, but within Republicans against Republicans.
What about Texas's own lawmakers? Have you had a chance to bend their ears and get a sense of how they feel about this?
Well, the key players came out in force, and probably the most pivotal Texan in this is a congressman from the Woodlands named Kevin Brady, who's the chairman of the Tax Writing Committee, the Ways and Means Committee, and he's sort of the quarterback of this. Paul Ryan and he are working together. He had a press conference. He said it's time for Republicans to stop fiddling around. We need to move this. John Cornyn said it was a step in the right direction. Ted Cruz, he has not come down either way on this. He's in a very difficult spot. But probably most notable is a congressman from East Texas named Louis Gohmert, who isn't in leadership. He's really not a guy in the middle of big pushes, but he is a part of what they call the Freedom Caucus. And the Freedom Caucus is a group of Republicans who are coming out against this in full force. Mm-hmm. And Paul Ryan does not have a lot of wiggle room, and he could lose Louis Gohmert and about 40 other members of Congress from around the country on this from the conservative point of view, let alone the Democratic point of view.
Well, it is remarkable to see how this thing is coming together, or perhaps not. Abby Livingston is following it step by step. She is Washington, D.C. Bureau Chief for the Texas Tribune. Abby, thanks so much for taking time to speak with the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.